Good afternoon, how are you doing today?
Good, I just wanted to let you know that inmate Tarango changed his mind. He waived his hearing, I just forwarded on about 2 minutes ago.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
So we're down seven, so here's your first one, here you go.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your name, sir?
I'm Lee Giannis, 143626.
It's me.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Mr. Giannis,
yes.
Can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
It's Anthony Giannis, 143626.
Okay, thank you, and good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the allegation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form telling you about this hearing, and I see you signed your form on November 16th. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And on that form are your hearing rights, and one right you have is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. I don't see a lawyer with you today. Are you representing yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We have three board members here. And if you look down at the other end from me, you can see the Honorable Michael Johnson. In the middle of the bench here is our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today. Also with us in the room is the Honorable Michael Osborne, a community corrections officer for Department of Corrections. And he will be representing both the department and your parole officer today. There, you can see Mr. Osborne now. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. So, Mr. Giannis and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Truth. So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Giannis, thank you.
Ma'am, I do. I have an amendment to pages 1 and 2 of the warrant.
All right, thank you, sir.
Similar as earlier, just the absconder language can be taken off the bottom of the application.
Okay, so strike that, and strike that on page 2.
Zero abscons.
Okay, very good. Oh, yeah, I wonder if that would be. All right, thank you. So back to you, Mr. Giannis. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And then in phase two, the board will determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So in phase one, what I'll do is I'll read this allegation from your warrant, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. And then the board will make the determination as to whether you violated your conditions. So do you understand the process?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sir, let's get going here. Phase one, here's phase one of your hearing, and the allegation is that you violated the conditions of supervision and had lapsed or were probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition of supervision number one, demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about October 6, 2017. So, Mr. Giannis, is that true or false?
That's false.
That's false?
Yes, it's false.
All right.
Well, what happened was is I guess I had a retainer, and the day of my release, and then I was picked up by Yuma County, booked into the Yuma County Jail, because I had a misdemeanor warrant out of Justice Court, a misdemeanor warrant out of Justice, and I was waiting transportation from Tucson, so they took me and booked me into the Yuma County.
So Mr. Giannis, what that does mean, though, is that you didn't report to your assigned parole officer within one working day, right, because you were in Yuma Jail?
Yes, I was in custody, so I didn't know.
Okay, so based on information provided in warrant 2017W3465, information provided by both Mr. Giannis himself and Mr. Osborne of the Department of Corrections, I move to, where am I here? Sorry, I'm lost. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Giannis, there's lots of paperwork here. Now, let's go to phase two of your hearing. We'll determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. Before we move on, we'll take some testimony from Mr. Osborne, just some background information about you. And if you just hold on the line, we'll be right back with you momentarily. So, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Giannis was released from DOC custody on October 6th of 2017. He was arrested on October 11th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on a tech violation and was returned back to our custody that same day. It was 0 days with the community supervision ended of February 7th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 1999, burglary, second degree, 2 years, 6 months. And 2014, narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SCG and gang information noted that on April 22nd of 1999, he was admitted to being a member of the Barrio Vista street gang. Prior term of supervision, 2001, TIS absconder 192 days, returned to custody and revoked. And in 2014, he was a TIS absconder 35 days, returned to custody and revoked. As a moderate disciplinary officer with fighting, rioting, assault, and destruction of property noted, and since his return on October 24th of 2017, received a write-up for positive or refusal of UA.
A write-up for what?
Positive or refusal of UA, but I do see that it was dismissed.
Okay.
Other arrests, 1997, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation, and he has a community risk score of G5B6.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Okay, back to you, Mr. Giannis. We have a case supervision summary for you, but there's almost nothing on it because there was just the one day. So can you tell us what happened? You started to tell us a little bit. It looks like you got out on the 6th, and then what happened after that? What step by step, what happened?
Okay, well, I was in the car unit.
Right.
I was picked up by DPS. They said that I had retainer, that I had more charges, that I was waiting for transport from Pima County Jail, so I had to be transferred back to Tucson to clear up this warrant. So they didn't have transportation, so they moved me into the Yuma County Jail, where I went to video court, and I explained to the judge that I was in DOC custody on the day of this hearing, so he released me. So by the time that I got released out of Yuma, there's no way that I would show up to Tucson on the day of my release. I got, because there's no shuttles from Yuma, so I have to go back to San Luis to catch a shuttle. By the time I get back to San Luis, the shuttle was going to Tucson, there was no more for the day. So I had to stay there and rent a hotel room. Saturday morning, I catch the first shuttle to Tucson. I get to the parole office, they're closed. Monday morning, I show back up. I talk to there's an older white gentleman who was at the front desk on that morning. And I talked to him, explained my situation to him, told him that I still had an outstanding warrant that I had to take care of. He said the parole officers were not in, they were not going to be in there, so I got them a phone number to give to my parole so they can contact me so we can make an appointment, because I was going to be trying to take care of this warrant, trying to get my IDs, go to Social Security, and try to get my access straightened out. And I'm on the city bus, so it takes me a little bit of time to get around. So by the time I get all this done, the next thing you know, I'm getting picked up by the TPD, knocking on my door, telling me I have a warrant for DOC, and they found me at my last residence, so I wasn't trying to hire. I did show up to parole office, and you know, I'm not trying to do this. I'm 40 years old, I got 6 kids. You know, I'm trying to do the right thing. I thought I was doing the right thing until I got picked up by CPD, so I have a DOC one.
Okay, that's, I understand your story. The board's heard your story. So you were just at your home. You have a home in Tucson, then?
No, well, I'm staying with my mother at the time.
Oh, okay. So, and that's where you were when the police came and got you?
No, I was that's my last known address, but that's my niece's house.
Oh, okay.
That's where they arrested me at. That's where I was.
Okay, your niece's, all right.
That was a 2502 East Cameron Vista. That you guys have.
Okay. So, if you have been staffed, you know, released and gone to the parole office, is that where you would have gone to live? Is that
where? No, it's in that area. It's like a block away. My mother's house is. It's one of the rapists. That's just like a block away from where I was.
Okay. And where do your six kids live?
They live right there on Cameron Vista. The mother of my kids. Okay. Mother.
Okay. So it's I'm just a little confused. It's your mother that you were going to stay with.
Yes, yes.
But not the mother of your kids.
No.
Okay.
We're not allowed to get. We still have a relationship with the kids, and I'm able to see the kids when I want. But there's no relationship there.
Okay.
We talk to each other just as friends, but that's it.
Got it. Okay. I was just a little confused. Thank you. So were you working at all, or were you planning to? What kind of work do you do?
Oh, yeah, I stuck a woman with a plaster.
Okay.
And my brother had a job lined up, but I mean, I wasn't allowed to get my
stuff.
Right. By that time, I got picked up.
Right, but plaster, that's a good skill to have. Definitely a good skill, because there's a lot of building going on in Arizona, for sure.
I've been doing it for years, so that
would be good. Okay, good. How about drug use? So I see you have a conviction in 2014 for narcotic drugs.
Yes.
What kind of drug is that?
It was cocaine.
Cocaine. All right. And have you used any other drugs or?
Marijuana in cases, but not in a while. Yeah.
But mainly cocaine. Was your drug?
No. They got me. It was because for sales.
Oh, okay.
It was for sales.
Okay. And did you use cocaine or no?
No, I used to, it's been 8 years. But
okay.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
And no other drugs, just cocaine and marijuana?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you.
No, ma'am. Ask them.
I have it for Mr. Osborne.
Okay.
So I'm trying to understand, there's 5 days in between, and he was absconded on the 10th, I believe. How do you have zero abscond days?
Yeah.
Well, because he was caught in such a short amount of time, they actually did him a favor. He got released. I mean, he got picked up on his detainer on 10-6. They were aware of that. They were aware of his video conference. These are notes from 10-11. He was supposed to report directly after the video feed. They were aware of the video feed and everything, and he failed to report.
Okay.
They have no notes or anything saying he came into the office. It would have been clocked at that time.
Okay.
They didn't give him any abscond time.
Okay.
So because TPD did pick him up, they just let him in due to his history of abscond time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so Mr. Yanez, if this board saw fit to put you back on community supervision, what are your plans? What are you going to do?
My plan is to stay with my mother's house and start working with my brother-in-law. That was the plan from the beginning, but this happened later, and I was trying to do the right. Like I said, I did show up to the parole office because if I didn't know, I know I was working there on the day that I believe it was Monday, Columbus Day. You know what I mean? So I know I was working that. So obviously I did show up and I did try to do the right thing. But I mean, they issued a warrant, and you know what I mean? But start working with my brother, and I'll try to be there for my kids because I have another CPS case plan that I have to abide by as well, because I have a daughter that's in foster care right now. So I have to work the case plan for CPS in order to get my visitation rights back, and that's what I plan to do as well.
Okay.
That's part of my plan as well.
Mr. Yanez, what's your parole officer's name?
I have no idea. I never met her. Like I said, when I showed up, you know, I talked to the gentleman at the front desk, and I asked him. He didn't even know, so I left him a phone number. I told him when he found out to give her my phone number to have a contact, or her or him contact me, so I can come and you know, meet with her.
Okay, so yeah, cause, so you never even met, you never even met your parole officer?
No.
Okay. All right, well, Mr. Yanez, if my fellow board members have no additional questions or anything? Okay, all right. Mr. Yanez, we're coming toward the conclusion of your hearing, and we want to give you, it's your hearing, we want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to, without repeating something you've already told us. So is there anything else you'd like us to know?
No, I just hope that you guys were given the opportunity to be able to do this parole, because I'm like I said, I'm 40 years old. I got my kids. I haven't been with my kids for the past 4.5 years, and you know what I mean? I'm more mature now, and I got my plans of what I need to do, and I'm pretty sure that you guys give me the opportunity to do this parole, that I will complete successfully. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Yanez. The board is going to go into discussion and make a determination. We do all of our work under the open meeting law, so all of our discussions are held in public. And so we're going to do that. It may sound like we're talking to you, but it's really just the board talking among itself. So just hold on the line and remain quiet there, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, Mr. Yanez?
Fine.
Okay, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Yanez certainly did get caught in an unfortunate situation with being in Yuma, and I know from personal experience there is no easy way to get from Yuma to Tucson. It's
true.
About a 4 or 5 hour trip, and I'm sure they're probably not easy to get a shuttle
across
there either. So Mr. Yanez, just through timing, was released on a day where he needed to report the next day, but had the detainer, was picked up and held in the Yuma County Jail, and eventually found his way over to Tucson. And then when he gets there, it's a holiday. So he just had several unfortunate things working for him. He has a good employable skill. He has a place to go in Tucson. However, I'm looking at two prior terms of community supervision, both of which he absconded. One for 191 days, I think it was, and the other one for 35 days, and both of those were revoked. Those are on prior terms of supervision, which one quite a while ago, and the other one fairly recent. So he has only a couple of more months to go, so I'm kind of leaning toward not returning him to community supervision, but I'm open to hearing any comments from my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that based on information in warrant 2017W3465, information provided by Mr. Osborne and our discussion with Mr. Yanez, I move to revoke his community supervision, as Mr. Yanez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and specifically by failing to report. He does have an excuse for the transportation and the timing issues and whatever, but as Mr. Osborne pointed out, if he had reported to the parole office, there would be a notation in the record, and there is no notation in the record. So during that period, we don't know what he was doing. He was not under department supervision, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
So Mr. Yanez, you heard the board's discussion, and the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You have a relatively short time period left. I mean, really, it's only about 2 more months to go. And then you'll be completely free, no supervision. You can go about your own business without having a parole officer looking over your shoulder. So we wish you the very best of luck, and thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. Thank you. And could you please give the phone back to your son?